This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Sovereign Citizens. WTF, armed and dangerous? In Minneapolis, a white man in his early 20s with some of his gun-happy buddies showed up at a Black Lives Matter protest and shot five people. It goes without saying that he was a stone-cold racist, but the police also identified him as a member of the Sovereign Citizens Movement. The Membry Dems. What the frick is that movement and where did it come from? Well, first things first, when you start trying to get your arms around the threat they present, it's worth knowing that the FBI thinks there are 100,000 of them in the country, which is not a huge number, but definitely a dangerous subset. Oh, yeah, and the FBI classifies them as domestic terrorists. In fact, surfing around, it seems that just last year, former Attorney General Eric Holder thought this domestic terrorism problem was serious enough that he reestablished a special task force inside the Justice Department to coordinate response to them. We've also seen recently in the shootings at the Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood Clinic and in numerous other outrages a growing surge in this direction, which seems even more serious than the saber-waving around outsiders coming into the country when it seems like it's the insiders who are doing the damage. Sovereign citizens, it turns out, have a theory that basically you just say no and the federal government becomes meaningless to you. The big wig becomes the local sheriff. Wikipedia, in quoting one of the movement's primary theorists, says, "The theory is that there are two classes of citizens in America, the original citizens of the states, or state citizens, and the U.S. citizens. U.S. citizens, or 14th Amendment citizens, have civil rights, legislated to give the freed black slaves after the Civil War rights comparable to the unalienable constitutional rights of white state citizens. The benefits of U.S. citizenship are received by consent in exchange for freedom. State citizens, consequently, take steps to revoke and rescind their U.S. citizenship and reassert their de jure common law state citizen status. This involves removing oneself from federal jurisdiction and relinquish any evidence of consent to U.S. citizenship, such as Social Security number, driver's license, car registration, use of zip codes, marriage licenses, voter registration, and of course your birth certificate. Also included is a refusal to pay state and federal income taxes because citizens are not under the U.S. jurisdiction and are not required to pay them, they think. Only resident aliens of the state, not its citizens, are income taxable, state citizens argue. And as a state citizen landowner, one can bring forward the original land patent and file it with the county for absolute or allodial property rights. Such allodial ownership is held without recognizing any superior to whom any duty is due on account thereof, according to Black's Law Dictionary. Superiors include those who levy property taxes or who hold mortgages or liens against the property. Turns out a common tactic of the movement is filing fake liens on property in what some lawyers call paper terrorism. Many property owners never realize there are liens on their property until they get ready to sell and then are immersed in legal procedures trying to get free of these liens. Certainly a bizarre tactic, but seems to fit like a glove with such a whack theory. Maybe this could all be dismissed as just another piece of the weirdness that is America and the variety that can find 100,000 people bonding in Crazyville out of more than 300 million. But then you add guns, racism, and shooting protesters to the mix, and it's all deadly serious. By the way, one of the Oklahoma City federal building bomb co-conspirators was a full-on 100% citizen sovereign devotee with a couple of court cases protesting payment of taxes to his credit before he helped blow the big one. They should have all of our attention now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.